Kentucky's next week?
Next week at 4.
It's going to be a sad day.
At 12 noon, it won't be hot.
Why did they do that?
Wait a minute, we're 12 noon against Kentucky.
12:21.
We are.
It's what?
We're on.
12:30 kickoff?
I got 12.
I think this
in September?
Is such other business as may be properly brought before the council. We are, this is the city council special meeting, Friday, September 14th. We have come together to discuss the status and proposed termination of a wholesale wastewater and reclaimed interlocal agreement between the city of Ocala and Ocala Marion County. I'll start by asking for public comments. Okay, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Brower.
Thank you, Council President. Staff is prepared to address any questions that council may have. Both our water and sewer director, Jeff Huckam, is here, and of course, our assistant city attorney, Jimmy Gooding.
Are there any questions or comments? Do we know the business at hand? Do you have a presentation?
Yeah, just me. I'm Jeff Huckam, the water and sewer director. What I'd like to bring to you today is that this is really just a technicality. You know, all the parties involved, the county, I've talked to Flip at the county, and I think Matt has talked to Lee Nibelock, and we've talked to Ocala Meadows, and I'm just going to be honest that sometimes, you know, we run amok of all of the rules and ground rules that we're all supposed to run under, and there's really no excuse for this, but it happened. And all we'd like to do today is what we're going to bring in front of you is just go ahead, and we do want to terminate, but we want to reinstate. Go ahead and reinstate as soon as we can. We think it's important to us to continue working.
Okay. So do we have a reinstatement, or we just have the termination today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
There's two. By the way, just let me remind y'all again that I do represent Ocala Meadows. Not on this particular matter, but I would handle their land use on this particular property, and I represent them in the ranch. However, they know that I'm representing the city only. They've got their own lawyer to handle this issue. But I always like to remind y'all of that. The appropriate action would be first, or you can do this together, but the first step that needs to be taken is to terminate the agreement, because there is no yet city Ocala Meadows agreement, as is referred to in the wholesale agreement. In addition, as requested by Mr. Halpin and Mr. Brower, I prepared a proposed second amendment to the contract, which has been handed out to y'all. The second amendment does two things. It reinstates the contract as if we hadn't terminated it, and then it extends the deadlines for us and the county to enter into our separate agreements with Ocala Meadows, extends the deadline for the city to complete the permitting for the lines, and extends the deadline for the county to complete construction of the lines. The Second Amendment requires County Commission approval as well. So the first thing, so the city still needs to terminate. We can't assume that the County Commission is going to approve it, although we have every expectation that they would. So if y'all want to terminate and not reinstate, then you would just vote to authorize and direct Mr. Brower to send a termination notice. If you want to terminate and reinstate pursuant to the Second Amendment, you would move to authorize and direct Mr. Brower to send the termination notice, approve the Second Amendment, and request Mr. Brower to transmit that Second Amendment to the county along with the termination letter. And I sent you a proposed letter this morning that would do that.
My question, do we have any official documentation or communication from either the county or from Ocala Meadows that says that they do want to reinstate under the same terms, or are we just presuming at this point that they, just because of, I mean, there was an article in the paper and everybody said, yeah, we still want to do this. Are we going by that, or do we have official word from them that?
Yes, ma'am, and a good question is, what we do have is I have talked to Flip, and we talked about just, you know, going forward with it and extending the date, as Jimmy had stated earlier. And also I had talked to representatives of Ocala Meadows, and they want to move forward also.
So what are the new dates at this point? The new?
If you'll look.
Y'all need to fill in the dates for the extensions of the Ocala Meadows agreements. And actually, Ocala Meadows is here. Ms. Heinbach, if you weren't here.
If you look on the second agreement on page 2, What we'd like to do is, the city has some pre-design issues that we're still working on with Ocala Meadows, so, and the county, so what we want to do is just move that date out to December 1st. We're about 60% design right now. Within the next 2 weeks, we should be at 90% design.
So is that the date on 8.1, on or before December 1st?
No, ma'am, he's talking about...
It would be on the original agreement.
No, she's on this, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
He's already filled in the date of December 1, 2012. Jeff, what she's asking you is, in this, what dates to fill in these blanks?
For the contingencies?
Yes, the contingencies.
Okay, all right.
Okay, the city shall complete the design and permitting by December 1.
Yes.
And then the, what are the contingency dates?
8.1 and 8.2, what dates would those be?
Those, we were hoping that we would probably push those out to probably 60 days.
So February.
The first one would be 60, and we usually leave another 30 days cushion in there.
Yes, right.
The problem is, Jess, is that going to give you time enough to finish? Are you going to continue designing and permitting even before you don't have the Ocala Meadows agreements?
Yeah, we're still working on the design currently right now. So like I say, we're at 60. We're still planning on going to 90% on this.
Which that, in effect, does the thing that we're trying to avoid with the termination, because we're still spending staff time and staff money on this, and we don't have an agreement with Ocala Meadows, and that's what we're trying to avoid doing, is putting more money into it before we have an agreement with them.
Right. The staff time now, we're just, like I say, as we're doing the design work, we haven't actually put any infrastructure or any of those kind of things that would be, you know, cost prohibitive.
Okay.
But Council President, you're right on mark here in that we are looking to take action, formal action today by the council, because we're designing for a partner that has shown no interest to date to enter into a subsequent agreement.
Mr. Gwynn.
Well, this is kind of like American Fresh Farms, and what we were asking Mr. Gooding to do as far as putting staff time and such into it. You know, does council want to have an agreement with Ocala Meadows? I think you guys do. And so if you do, you know, you would obviously instruct, you know, staff and Mr. Gooding to move forward with it. That's a decision it sounds like you've got to make. And I know, obviously, Ocala Meadows wants to do it, and the whole thing makes sense anyway.
I agree. And Jimmy, if I'm wrong, please correct me. So if I'm wrong, I'll be put right. Would it not have some sense to go ahead and terminate until we can get a better picture of what the intentions of Ocala Meadows is? And once we have that clear in our minds, to then come back and reinstate?
I was going to suggest that you have Mr. Tillman come up here from Ocala Meadows and let us know whether they can finish the agreement with us in 30 days, 45 days, or 60.
Right. That's. I mean, I would like to hear from them and also the county as far as the timelines before we sit here and set the timelines that are, again, are not going to may or may not be met. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
David Tillman, 1720 Southeast 16th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. You know, we don't have any problem if you would like to direct staff to not move forward with spending any more time or money until we execute our agreement, but we would like for you to reinstate the agreement, and that way we have the opportunity to move forward at the date that we issue you a completed agreement.
Can you give us any sort of approximate date, or what kind of timeline do you need to work out the agreement?
I apologize, I can't. It's a very large organization that this agreement is going through, and it affects multiple properties, and so they're looking at that intently and trying to fully vet it before they get that back down to us to turn into. So I apologize, I don't have that time frame.
Here's an idea then. Jeff, if we move your permitting deadline farther back so that you don't have to start until the deadline, until the new deadline for an, if we extend the contingency for 60 days with a 90-day termination, and then give you enough time so that you don't even start designing and permitting until after that 90 days is up, what date should be in there instead of December 1?
Yeah, I think the only thing we need to look at is back on the original agreement, is that we said that we were going to, they had to start taking it by, I think it was July 2014. So if that date is still, if that's a hard date for them, then we just need to work backwards from that.
Can I suggest that we just look at termination today, and then give you all time to work out the dates, and maybe the, if you and Mr. Tillman and a representative from the county could get together and work out what dates need to be in the reinstatement, then maybe we could bring that back to council, just even as a walk on Tuesday night. Would that make sense to everyone?
I'm sorry, David Tillman again. We would prefer to see the agreement be reinstated, even if it, I don't know if you can leave the dates blank, but the problem is it kind of, it leaves us not knowing whether or not the city, I mean, we have an understanding that we believe the city is willing to do this, but it kind of leaves us a little bit open-ended that there's a possibility that it may not occur.
We also have a belief that our council.
That's exactly right. If we reinstate, we're just doing that on the belief that you're standing there telling us, and so that's where we are.
And that is the reason we made the statement that we understand that you don't want to spend any more efforts on and money from faculty to move forward with it, and so that's the reason I made the statement. We don't have any trouble if you cease that effort, and then all you've got is agreement sitting on the table, and there hasn't been any more work done.
Mr. Brower.
Staff would be more than happy to vet the dates with Ocala Meadows, with the attorney's office, and come back prepared for a Tuesday night walk on it. That's the council's pleasure.
Mr. McLeod.
Well, Jeff, what are the downsides to just approving it as it is written right here? What are the downsides? Why do we need to wait till Tuesday night? Is my question.
Well, there's not really a downside. I mean, obviously, if we could move forward today, you know, there may be a time where we come back and we don't want that. That wouldn't be a possible downside. I don't see it negatively being a downside. But I think what we could do is we could put some contingency dates in here and move forward on those. And I think Jimmy's got a good idea, is that once that contingency date's met, if we've got the agreement signed, we continue to work on the drawings, and we stop what we're doing until that's effective. I think that would work for us, and still give all the players the idea that we still all want to do this. I think that would be a good option.
But we don't know we don't have the date. Like, what are the dates?
What it would be is, Jeff, again, let me just ask you this. How long, once you start work on it again, does it take for you to finish?
Well, like I say, right now we're at 60%. Within the next 2 weeks, we'd be at 90%. So at 90%, what normally happens at 90% is that we would get with Ocala Meadows and the county, and let everybody see the design to make sure the design is okay for everybody, and make any changes. So we're looking at December 1st was the day that we would be done with that.
If you move that date back 90 days.
Right.
And then you did the first two dates the way that you suggested it, so that you had a November 14 contingencies, December 14 termination.
Yeah.
Do you start work on December 15? Could you finish by March 1?
Yes.
Would you need to give the county longer than September 30, 2013 to finish if you're not through with your design and permitting by then?
Yeah, they're going to need 6 to 8 months probably to, you know, to bid and construct.
So 12/31?
Mm-hmm. And then we still get to meet the deadline they still have in stone for the 2014.
Mr. Allen.
Jeff, how much time do we lose if we terminate today and you bring back a walk-on on Tuesday? I mean, it's Friday at 11:20 right now. Any work going to be done this weekend? Is any work going to be done on Monday by Tuesday at 4 o'clock at a meeting? Just for simple termination.
I'm sure that we probably won't lose much time. It's just our ability to keep on working. That's all. We just want to keep on doing what we got to do.
Mr. Owen, you actually lose about 3 weeks, because I don't think the county commission is going to approve it until y'all do.
I'm concerned that we don't have any sort of communication. I know we've talked to Flip, but what is their timeline? I mean, what we're sitting here making presumptions of what their timeline is, and you know it because you're in the business, and so you have a sense of what that is. But I would like to hear from them, you know, what do we need to do so that we can work this into an agreement with the times with that everyone is considering, our times, Ocala Meadows, and the county, so that we're not back here terminating again and extending again. And, you know, let's get it right. Let's figure out, get everybody in a room, and what timelines do we need, and let's do it once and
right.
get it right.
And I understand that. I think the timeline, though, that we have is kind of hinges on, you know, the county kind of hinges on our timeline. In other words, we have to get the drawings and everything done before
right.
they can go out to bid.
Right.
And so, you know, based on the conversation I had with Flip, you know, those dates are what they are. The only date that we really need to get is to understand better is can, you know, Ocala Meadows get done within the 60 or 90 days.
Okay.
And that is really the date. So I think the county and the city would be able to work together on the dates that we provided to you. Even, you know, if we have to slip them, obviously it is what it is. But I think if we can, you know, get from Ocala Meadows their dates, then we would be a lot better off. So we don't have to do what you're saying.
Right.
Don't want to do.
Mr. Allen?
You know, we had a workshop Tuesday. Matt, you brought this to our attention on Tuesday. We convened a meeting today. We're all sitting here in a public meeting, ready to do this. We want to do this, ready to vote on it. We can reconvene again if we have to, but you terminate today, and Tuesday we find out what happens. Between now and then, somebody will do something. If Matt, you call us and say, we've got a date from Ocala Meadows, we have a mechanism. Call another special meeting. We'll come in here. We're committed. I'm absolutely ready to vote to do this and keep moving forward. When we have some dates, like Susie's saying. And so we just terminate today, and everybody have a good weekend, and we'll hopefully throw it on the agenda Tuesday.
I agree. I'd echo that. I'd also add that, you know, we do not have an agreement with Ocala Meadows yet that indicated it's precarious as to when they would have a date. And so even if we had to wait 2 weeks for the county, I can't imagine losing a whole lot of time because we don't have a lot of certainty right now with dates from Ocala Meadows.
Mr. Tillman, does our position, do you understand our position?
I do understand your position. I was trying to leave I was trying to offer the additional time gap within your agreement so that we would be able to complete those agreements and come back to you and still have this already taken care of, and that way we wouldn't have to make the extra round. But I mean, if that's your position and there's no changing it, then I understand.
I mean, I don't think there's any reluctance of us to enter into the agreement eventually.
No.
It just seems like the more prudent thing to do would be to terminate today and try to reinstate Tuesday, or if we can't get it done on Tuesday, then, you know, when everybody's had a chance to really vet the dates out, because I'm not really comfortable that I understand the dates. We want to do business.
Okay.
Absolutely. One more question.
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Jeff. The city, we're doing all the design work for this.
Yes, sir.
What's the county's portion as far as design and all this?
They're going to construct. We're going to design it, and they're going to construct it.
Okay. How long would it take them to design it?
I can't answer that. I'm not sure. You know, we just said since it was coming through our infrastructure, for the most part, that it seemed logical that we would do the design.
Let's say we terminate today, and all of a sudden Monday, County and Ocala Meadows decides to go in a different direction. Aren't they starting over from scratch?
Yes.
I'll make a motion, we terminate today and look forward to Tuesday.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Mr. Owen and a second by Mr. Musley. Any other comments, discussion?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. McLeod?
I mean,
from my standpoint, I still believe doing everything today would have been just easier. I don't, you know, I guess maybe I'm just too simple, but that's the way I feel.
I agree that it would be easier, but the problem I think that we're having is, you know, I'm looking at an agreement with four blanks on it. It's hard to, you know.
Well, I think we can fill those blanks in pretty easy. I mean.
But we haven't talked to the other parties of the agreement to find out what those blanks should be.
Well, so I think we talked to one party.
Right, that work for everybody. And yeah. I think that we need to have those conversations.
But by not doing it, we also, by not doing it today, we also extend that time frame when those dates could be added in.
And also, without an agreement, we do a lot of legwork and we do a lot of design work that Jeff just said he's going to hand over the county to let them look at. And what's going to keep them from, oh, by the way, thanks for your work, and we don't have an agreement and something else has happened and we've got it and you've got the design.
Yeah, you can barely get a meeting with the county right now.
I know, we can't. I know that we asked for a meeting for, what, September 20th, September 27th? They've dropped out of that. And, oh, by the way, hurry up and get us the design work.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily believe I'll hurry up and get us design work. Is that what you're hearing?
I'm just saying they're asking us to do work without an agreement that we're going to have a partnership.
I fully understand that.
To be in all fairness, though, we in the original agreement that we did say that we were going to design, in the original agreement, we were going to do the design, and then they would do the construction.
Right.
And we did agree to that in the original document. Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing that. We've been living up to that, correct?
Yes. And, you know, they can't live up to theirs yet until we get them the drawings, you know. I mean, it's kind of one of those things.
But if we continue without...
Can they sign that they're going to live up to theirs?
I don't think we were... I don't think we were advocating that we continue to do any work. I think we were just advocating that if we go in and reinstate today, put in the dates, but direct Mr. Halcombe, no works to be completed on this until you have a signed agreement. I don't know if I truly think that we've really, other than one date with the county, I think we're okay. But
Mr. Quinn,
just a quick question, Jeff. Just tell me real quick. How is it that we got to this point where we're terminating this agreement? What kind of quickly happened?
Well, what we had done is we've been going back and forth with Ocala Meadows on the scope, and we've gone with the county on the scope.
Right.
And so when we started putting the design together, we started moving forward. And when we started moving that forward, the other piece of the puzzle is that in the original agreement that we had to come up with an agreement with Ocala Meadows, just like the county has to come up with an agreement with Ocala Meadows on, you know, their stipulation. So we had worked with Jimmy, and we had given a draft to Ocala Meadows, and we were waiting on that draft. And you remember, now this is the second amendment. The first amendment, we did the same thing.
We did an extension.
Yeah. So we were waiting on, you know, conversations back from Ocala Meadows' lawyer. And then when it got to the point where we weren't getting that communication back in a timely manner, we decided to go ahead and push the issue so that we could, in the contract, you know, I mean, we could have not done anything, but it wouldn't have been right, I don't think, because in the contract it says that if we wouldn't, on September 14th, if we wouldn't voted to terminate, we wouldn't have lost our ability to terminate. So it was, to me, it was a technicality in that they obviously they needed an extension. We all should have been talking a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to pass the blame on anybody. I can probably take a third of the blame. So I think we here it's just one of those things where it got in front of us and caught up with us.
Okay.
Well,
Mr. McLeod,
if it's a technicality, then I don't, from my standpoint, I don't understand why we don't terminate and reinstate.
From my perspective, it's council prerogative, obviously. From my perspective, I want to make sure staff has a chance to fully vet the dates that would go under the contingencies to make sure that we're not here 4, 5, 6 months down the road asking for another termination because we didn't fully think through what the date should be. That's my concern.
And that does make sense.
Did you have something else?
Oh, I could go on for a little bit longer, but I won't.
Well, let's call the question.
All right. Call the roll.
Mr. Rowland?
Aye.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Mr. McCloud?
No.
Ms. Heinzel?
Aye.
Do y'all want to see the dates before you vote, or do you want to authorize Mr. Brower to work the dates out and present it to the county?
I'm fine with Mr. Brower.
I would like to know that the county is in agreement with the dates and that Ocala Meadows is in agreement with the dates before we...
Before y'all vote on it?
Before we vote on it and send it over to them to vote on it. Because if they're not, I mean, to me it doesn't make sense for us to make up dates in a vacuum and then send it over to the county and have them vote on it if they haven't had any sort of input as to what those dates are.
Do y'all want to do that before Tuesday, or do you want to do that Tuesday?
We're ready to bring the beer. We just need a time and a place for the party.
The reason I ask is that if Mr. Brower and Jeff can work out the dates and y'all announce a time to meet today, either Monday afternoon or early Tuesday, we don't have to go through this whole business with the notices again. That's the only reason I bring it up.
We have a council meeting on Tuesday.
I was just going to say so the county can vote on it. I think the county's going to be reluctant to vote on this unless city council approved it.
I see what Jimmy's saying is he wants county to be able to vote on it
Tuesday
at their meeting at 10 o'clock.
I don't care. Yes, I'd like that, but that's your decision. I'm saying if you want to get it reinstated quickly, that's the only way it's going to get done, I think, is if the city's already approved it. But if y'all don't care about that, then we can wait and vote on it Tuesday during the regular meeting. I'm just bringing up a possibility, y'all.
They're
going to do the same thing we're sitting here doing today, Jimmy. If understand, but let's think about this. We're sitting here getting put in this position. We don't have an agreement. We don't have anything signed. Everybody's going to do it, but we can't do that.
Who's going to jump first?
And so, yeah, and we're doing all this work. We're doing, and I just, you know.
If the county agrees to the dates that get put into the reinstatement, and they've told us that they're interested in reinstating it, why wouldn't they approve it Tuesday morning before we did?
I don't know.
I don't know that either. That doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, for me, we've got this afternoon and Monday, and they can do a walk-on in the county and let them consider it at their meeting. And then we can do it the same thing in the evening.
We're standing here.
And if they want to wait 2 weeks to their next meeting, then that's fine, or they can do it as a walk-on Tuesday before we do it. But if everybody agrees that we're going to continue this and everybody knows that we all want it reinstated, I don't understand why that would be a problem.
And also, I mean, Susie, I mean, any one of us could attend their meeting Tuesday morning.
Absolutely.
And say, you know, that's what we're saying, just like we convened here today. If the commissioners or one of the commissioners or any of one of us or any of us to show up Tuesday morning and say, at 4 o'clock, are y'all going to do this? You know, here we are. This is a tape, public record. Yes, we are ready to go. We are ready to vote. We are ready to do this. Get the dates, get everybody lined, make sure we're all going to move forward on this, and we'll do it. And if that's not good enough for them, then I just think it starts to see, you know, it starts to speak of other underlying issues,
yeah,
which are unfortunate.
Like I say, I think that county, I think we're okay. I just think we need that big date from Ocala Meadows.
Okay.
I want you to know you're okay, not think you're okay.
I know, but I'm trying to, I think we have partners out there that are willing to do it. We just trying to take a different approach is all.
I understand.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you. All right. Is there, now I'm going to entertain such other business as may be properly brought before the city council. Does anyone have anything?
Such other businesses.
Is there any public comments?
That's fancy.
All right, we're adjourned.
Got to rock, paper, scissors on the day.
That's right.
Susie, before you go, can I see you about 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
I found out there's a new one, new dynamite.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Blows up the rock.
So the paper is not good enough.
But the problem is the scissors.